שיעור סטרנגונים לכל הנכבר הזה. First of all, I'd like to welcome Rabbi Niewitz and for honoring us with a visit. He's the people at the forefront of Abbot Sattel in America, in the film Missouri. Anything that takes place in Abbot Sattel that has some kind of they have some kind of influence on that. And Baruch Hashem, we hope there will be a chizuk for everyone here for Abbot Sattel also. I know when I was a bocher in yeshiva here, I remember it was like understood by everyone in the yeshiva that when you get older, you go out and you're marbitz tov, you become a teacher, a principal, a rov. There were no kollelim in America at that time. And the language just had begun. But that wasn't the ambition. The ambition of every bocher was to be kadoshim shemayim, to be marbitz tov, to bring Yiddishkeit to the world. And somehow, over the years, that's been lost completely. You have communities that don't have, as someone told me in Seattle, the mushul, there's no one who wants to go out to learn there in a kollel, and the community sort of is disintegrating. In other places, the same thing. We don't have idealism anymore. The idealism of in the light in a kollel, to want to go out and be mekadesh shemayim and teach and be made keren hatorah. So there has to be change. It really should be change. That should be the first priority of a human man should be that if he sits alone for a few years in the kollel, he should go out to become a rov or become a marbitz tov in some way or other. How are you supposed to do it if not in the light sitting alone in the kollel? And we have an unfortunate situation now where there's a shortage of teachers in America. And it's because people don't want to go into the teaching profession. One factor is the salaries are not paid high enough. But another factor is they'd like to have a more comfortable position without any hassle, without any struggle, without preparing classes. It's a constant strain to be a teacher. You have to be in touch with parents and with principals and with children. It's a difficult job. And the Eish Torah, this Eish Dos program of the Torah Mesoros teaches in the light how to be teachers, and it takes away the part of the hassle, at least the struggle in the classroom. Teaches them how to overcome discipline problems, how to present lessons to children, and it's a very, very important program. So this is one of the aims of this visit, is to be mechazik this Eish Dos program. But in general, it should be a chizuk for everyone to want to be mechazik, to be a marbitz Torah, to grow out and be a marbitz Torah, to change the world. That should be tachlis for every younger man, ultimately. If you can't do it, then you go to some other field. His tachlis has to be to be kadoshim shemayim and to be a marbitz Torah. Bez Hashem, their visit should be successful, and we should be made in the Keren HaTorah, and they should continue in their Habotzes HaTorah, and the Romas Keren HaTorah in America through today and through every moment of their work for Torah Mesoros.
I was asked if I need to be introduced, so I'll introduce myself. My name is David Niewitz, and Baruch Hashem, I was zeich also to be in Kollel many, many years. I'll get to that in a moment. Shuster Shiva Shlita, Shuster Kail, Shuster of Krakauer, Shuster of David Bernstein from Torah Mesoros, Shus Kol Hakol Hakadosh Hazeh. So the Maisa, the Kail is a Gvaldig Gazach. As I say, I was able to go with the Nailam to Australia. I think it was 1981. I was there for 26 years. So another time we'll talk about Australia. It's very geschmack to talk about Australia, but not now. But it's a gval zog in mitzad echad. We're here to speak about the union of matzdike harabim kekechavim la'ilam vod, the amarbis Torah. But I'm not here really. I'm not here to encourage anybody to leave Kaila. State on the Zalbul Gemara and Bava Basra state that who are the rabbanim, who are the talmidei chachamim. That those who love Hashem, that could say it's Hashem is big verasa. The mashmaris of the Gemara is that's even on a higher madrega than matzdikei harabim kekechavim. So far be it for me to say, zalvegein from Torah. Misad sheni, though, I do want to say that if it comes a time where you're looking to spread yourselves, to go vita, to look for something, a career, Lama Zogin. So I just want to give you a tam of Bas Heis Zayin a Mechanech. What does it mean to be a Mavitz Torah? What do we have out of that? So the Gemara again, Vazak Matzdika Aramika Kachavan Le'elan Vod, Elu Malamdei Tinoikis. Rashi over there mentions, Bas Heis Elu Malamdei Tinoikis, She Malamdim U Mechanchen Oysam B'derech Teva. You malamadam b'derech teiva. We'll still see what's the spank b'derech teiva. And what's pshat matzikah harabim? The rabim was the rabim. The rabim is not only hanged, but tomorrow and the next day, people grow up. All those people you had involved with, the hemshah continues. What you do for them continues on, even after you leave your class, the gate vaita. It's a well-known marshal of what's to say kikachavim. Why kikachavim? Because kikachavim looked very small. Mitzad echad, it's nothing. But mitzad sheni about it, we know that it could be bigger than the whole earth, each one of them. That's what a mechanech is. It looks like it took a kleinigkeit. What's he doing already? But as the child develops and grows and recognizes what he gets out of his Rebbe, it's a shen grace zachen. It's not small things, it's very big. That's what a Rebbe is. It's like a keichav. It's a good klein. It looks small, but the mice is very, very, very big. What does Rashi mean when he says "Shemalamdim u'mechanchen oisam b'derech teiva"? When Rabbi Yitzvi Bergmazel Gesundheim was in America about a year or two ago, I had an opportunity to speak with him, and I asked him what's pshat in this Rashi. What does it mean "Shemechanchem oisam b'derech teiva"? So he right away told me a Gemara in the end of Aseches Ha'umnin. Gemara there brings down a Maaser with Rabbi Bachanan, who took together some people to carry for him, to carry some flasks or bottles, and they carried them, they dropped them, they broke them. So what did he do? He went and he took their jackets away from them, that should be a way of the Purim. They in turn went, and they went to exactly, and they said, "How are you talking?" They said he took away our jackets. So Rav said back to Rabbi Bachanan, "Give them back the jackets." He says, "That's Yalacha." He said, "Yeah, Leman Tail B'derech Teiva." That's meaning you should go. Rashi there says, "Lefnim Mashur Sadin." Then they said they wanted to get paid. "We have no money. We want to get paid." And he screamed, "You want to get paid? You didn't do my job." So the Rav said to them, "Nay, you should pay him." And he asked again, "That's Yalacha?" He said, "No. Yeah, and that's the halacha. The halacha is that you go l'fnim m'shuras adin." So that Rav Bergman, and that's the pshat in the Rashi, that Rashi says that shemalamdim u'mechanchen oisam b'derech teiva means to teach talmidim to go l'fnim m'shuras adin. So the hoibin shouldn't be everything. They should kind of daksin. That's the inyan for malamdim oisam b'derech teiva. Weiter besteht the Indian from the Indian from Matzika Rabbi Kacham Leimvad. We once heard here from the Rashiva a very nice uptight. He said over by one of the Termasur conventions, said over from a Mahashah. He said over from the Mahashah, we see stars, and then it comes by day. We don't see any stars. What happened to the stars? Terrace is about it there. We just can't see them. That's how they get kechavim. The night a rebbe's with a talmud. Okay, finished. The day's over. He goes home. The rebbe goes home and finished. The rabbi finishes the year finished. Forget, Talmud goes up for another class, that's it. Later. The kid gets promoted, the rabbi stays back. He doesn't get promoted with the kid. He stays where he is. So, Zagmadach Kekaychavim, the Pshad is Kekaychavim, what's the Kekaychavim? The Kekaychavim is that rabbi that you don't see, he's there shining bright. You don't see him, but he's there shining bright. The rabbi, Pazog says for the Talmud, he doesn't forget about his Talmud. He's worried about the Talmud. Day and night he thinks about it. And the Gemara Taki is, who is this that's Mastika Rab? The Gemara says, Kikang Rishmul Bashilas, the Rav Ashkech, the Rav Shmuel Bashilas, the Ginsi, he was handling with his garden. Amalei, Shavta Selehim Nosech, you left over those that you give your trust into. So Amalei says, you should know how place is Shinin Delay Chazili. You should know it's for 13 years. For 13 years I haven't seen this garden. And I'm coming back now. And even now, my head is still with the Talmidim. Constantly worrying about the Talmidim. They may not be with me right now, but my head is with them. That's what it really is. I have a nephew, Kinahara. Today he's already, a grandparent. Zakhtamir. A Maisa. When he was a little boy, around 4 years old, so he went to the department store. I don't know if they call them anymore today, but department stores. Today they call them malls. He was in a department store. And somehow he got separated from his mother and he got lost. So one of the tenants there saw him crying. He says, little boy, are you lost? He said, I'm not lost. I'm here. My mommy's lost. So I think he's up. He sees his Dalad Amos. He doesn't see more than the Dalad Amos. Where he is, does that, and nothing more than that. We're Baruch Hashem a little older. We understand a little bit differently. We have to see a little abyssal greater. We have to be able to see brighter than we are. We have to understand that there is a godless in the belt. That you can spread yourself out. There's so much more what can be done. So much more can be done for others. So much more to be able to worry about others. This is part of being a mensch, but this is also very much a chelek in being a mechanech. The kesher that a Talmud has with his Rebbe lasts. You speak to any Rebbe, they'll be able to tell you, I have a Talmud from 15 years ago. He told me, Rebbe, if not for what you did for me, I wouldn't be the Ben Torah I am today. I wouldn't be that person. It's only because of you. Every Rebbe can be made at such a maisa. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said that you take two Talmidim, seem to be very simple, similar in everything, and yet one steigs ice and one doesn't. He says that usually the underlying feature is because one Talmud had a shaychus, a kasher with his Rebbe, and the other didn't take the opportunity. He missed it. He didn't steig ice to where it is. That's what a Rebbe is. That's the kerech of the Rebbe. And medaf eshtem, what kind of kerech that is. That's a kerech that you have to be machshiv. You have to be machshiv as a smeng. Who you are. The appropriateness of what it means. You're not just a Rebbe. You're a manhig. Your mom is a leader. You have to hear that. You have to understand that. That's what a Rebbe is. Rabban, in Mishnah's Rabban Katzatzal says, it's a statement of pasuk, banim atem l'Hashem l'keichem. So if Ashtaitz was this man, the Banu Matem, he's saying, we're princes to the Rebbeinu Shalom. How chosh that is. So he gives a mashal. He says, imagine a person is a millionaire. He's a millionaire. Narvas, the $1 million he has is under his floorboards and he doesn't know it. He doesn't know that there. So a man does an Ami V'Avyan. He says, we have to understand. We have to. I'm all. You came to my younger man. You feel. Who am I? What am I? This and that. Man, you're a millionaire. That's what he says. I heard once was Rav Yankee Galinsky used to come every year to Australia. He used to come straight from Los Angeles, fly to Melbourne, and went straight to the Kol to give a shmooze. That was a 15-hour trip. He came straight to the Kol. So he went to over acute Meisa on this Indian from Bottom Adam Hashem. That came the same word about a millionaire. He says Flex Zayn in the Haim. He says in Europe used to be. That if they had a lottery ticket, so you would go into whatever store you bought the lottery ticket, and the winner was notified through the storekeeper. He was the one who won. So Olam HaZaken, this Moshe went and he bought a lottery ticket and he fucking won 100,000 zlotos. He won. So the storekeeper got the message. He got the notice. He got the letter saying he won. But he was a busy man, the storekeeper. He didn't finish closing up his store till about 11:30 at night. So he comes afterwards, going to Moshe's house, knocking on the door. Moshe, he said, what's wrong? He says, get up, I have news for you. You won the 100,000 zlotos. So the Moshe says to him, I don't understand you. He says, Bishleim and the rest of the world, they think I'm an ani v'evyin. They clap me on the cup, they make fun of me, everything. But you know I'm a gevir. How do you have the chutzpah to wake up a gevir at 11:30 at night? Das darf ich verstehen, that's what we are. We are gevirim. Mit darf ich verstehen, we are gevirim. We don't have to act that way. But we are gevirim, we're very chashiv. That's what we understand that we are. And kiseidu mit darf das onyam, it's felt that we miss that nekuda. And also in Mishnah of Rabbi, he brings down the Gemara. The Gemara says the Indian from Haman Minatar Minayim. So it says Amin Azeh, Amin Aitz Azeh. He says Amin Aitz Azeh. That's what you know. Was the Shaykhis? Was the Shaykhis mit Adam that he took from the Aitz Adas? So he said a very nice update. He says. That's when Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon had the opportunity to have everything. The Rebbe gave him the ganze Welt. Everything is his. Nas gefelt einzach, the Eitz Hadas. He was lacking the Eitz Hadas. I have nothing. Who am I? I'm a loser. I have nothing. I must have the Eitz Hadas. That was Haman. Haman, he was mamish. He was Shein Lemalchus. Couldn't be better. Couldn't be great. Navas. What do I have out of it? I have nothing out of it. Why? Because Mordechai doesn't bow down to me. Sheitel is the best. You have everything. We have to be machshev who we are. We have mamish, we have everything. Gelob to Meirishten. And the mechanech, as we'll soon hear, also has everything. Was heißt seine mechanech, ibige gebenkeit, to be able to give over to Talmidim. It's in the Gneza from the Vilna. They smedrish agadol. They had their fashribin there, zamaisa. The Vilna Gaon one time wanted to see to it that the Pasha of the Eden should learn. So he wanted to set up a chevra ein yankov to teach ein yankov. He couldn't find anybody to be willing to teach him. But he took it on himself, at least for a short kufi. He was teaching ein yankov to the Pasha of the Balabatim. The Gaon, we say on the Gaon, it says that after 40 years of age, he no longer was writing down Kshavim. Because his mind was working so quick and so fast, he couldn't write fast enough. This is the Gainus. We know that time was so precious to him that at Kamal Gatrafin with his sister, who he hadn't seen for a long time, and he told her, Shalom Aleichem, and he said, we'll speak in Yitzhak Shem in Gan Eden. We'll have plenty of time to speak in Gan Eden. But now he has no time. That Gain, the reason the Gain that we have no Hasagel, Basel Gaven, he took out time to be able to learn with the Pasha de Balabatim and Yankov. That's what we have to do. That's what it is. Shaped by, I just reminded myself before of the Gemara in the pasuk in Bamidbar. So Shaitan Bamidbar that Ela told us, Aaron Umaisha. So Rashi brings down there that Vasaita told us of Aaron Umaisha. We only mention. The children of Aaron. So Rashi says, from dusk lamp when I rise, that I'm a lamed has been chaver tayer, my lel of hakasav, kilo yodam. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu, the guy, what's Shaitan, who called a tayer kuli, he didn't spend time learning with them. Granted, it's not, Sister Chacham Fraktakasha, I saw there. Sister Chacham Fraktakasha, he taught all of Klal Yisrael the tayer, but the children of Aaron. He taught everybody. So Rashi over there, it says Kidei Lahirayisam. The Rebbein Shem gave him the Torah. Kidei Lahirayisam. That was a chiyuv he had for the Rebbein Shem to learn Torah with the Ganz Klal Yisrael. But to learn to the children of Aaron afterwards, it was a chiyuv on the father to teach Torah. It was a chiyuv on the father. On that already, because before that nobody knew. Yes, came along, and so there was a chiyuv on Aaron. So he learned with them. That's what Kilu Yoda. He didn't have to do that. So you take a Talmud and you learn with them. It's Kilu Yoda, it's a Gevaldiga Madrega to be able to have such a thing. to be able to be zeicha to having such talmidim. Rav Shalom Shmadran says over Maisa, but the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim was once asked. The Chafetz Chaim was once asked by Rav Chaim Oizer to come to Vilna to speak on a Shabbos for the Vibe in the Shtadf al the mitzvah of Tyrus HaMishpacha. He was already an elder Yidam of the Chavetz Chaim, and the family asked him not to go. It's too hard for you. He said, how can I not go? The God Ladvar, Chaim Oizer, that mitzvah Kuman, I have to go. So he went and he spoke to Akka for a thousand ladies during the course of the time. When he rested up in the apartment that he was staying by on Shabbos afternoon, so he allowed some people to come speak to him. So one Yid came, an elder Yid came to him, and the elder Yid was saying he has a problem with his Amunah. He has a problem. So the Chavetz Chaim spoke with him. He spoke with him. At the end, he told somebody, I don't know what I accomplished with the Atayas HaMishpacha. Oh, but that Yid, this Yid I know that I was mechazik him in his Amunah. My whole trip, the whole Shrek and everything, if that's all I got out of it, was G'day for them alone. Is that for one person? Could you imagine the amount of avodah you put in to your Talmidim? Remember, you're not only putting in Talmidim, Amr Abaya, Amr Rabbi, you're putting into them Yir Shemayim, you're putting them Amunas Hashem, you're putting in Gevaldik in Yonim that's going to carry them, the Ashkafis that can carry them. Not one Talmud, but over the years, hundreds and maybe thousands of Talmidim, you're putting that into them. And if the Chavetz Chaim could say this, that his whole trip was G'day for one Yid, an elder Yid, even though he came for other reasons, when Mechanchem have that opportunity to be able to learn with so many different people. And there's so many different ways that you can give over these ideas of Amunah. How to give it over. The Chassam Sefer of Dover by Shemitah, you see that Klal Yisrael would finish. Nobody's doing anything this year. Finish. We're going to have everything. Don't worry, the Rebbein Shem will be okay. Who can say such a thing? Only the Rebbein Shem can say such a thing. Who could promise that? Who could say you could be early regal, leave your families, all the oyvim that you have, don't worry, your homes, everything will be fine. The Rebbein Shem promised that nothing will happen, it's all fine. Only the Rebbein Shem could tell us that. He's the only author that can say such a thing and get away with it. Why? Because the Rebbein Shem talked to the Zayuses to give over such examples. I once heard from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky once, told me a very, very interesting maisa. He said that when he was himself a cheder yingel in the Haim, there were a couple of bachim there. They used to play. They played, I guess we would call it today, marbles. Okay, they were playing marbles. So you excuse the expression. One boy lost all his marbles. He lost all his marbles, okay? So he wanted to get the marbles, but he wanted to still play. So he spoke to the other bacha. He says, do me a favor. He said to the other yingel, if you give me back half of my marbles, I'll give you a quarter of my olam haba. I said, take this up. So the Rebbe heard it. He got very upset. I saw you, Ratman. So Rebbe Yankee later here said, he thought about the mice. He says, mice is talking that nice. My Ratman is say. But today, who thinks along such lines? Who thinks, I'm going to make exchange with my olam haba? Who thinks about Olam Haba? Who thinks about it? Midata Zibigev, do you have to give such things over to Talmidim? It's very important that they have to hear such things. They have to know. They have to understand that. Das. The times, Taka, have changed. The times have changed terribly. They say over from Rav Hut, they used to say that Emol used to be like every 25 years. Today, in 5 years, there's already a Shinu. Already, means being a Shnais, recognize the Shinuyim of every generation. So those generations are 5 years. You speak to a Rebbe today, he'll tell you every year is another generation. And the kids are different, so much different. Everything has changed. Everything continues to change. But that's where the Rebbe comes in. Rav Hutna used to say that there's two binyanim in the Torah. There's the Teva and there's the Mishkan. The Teva was there to be able to ratavin everything from the outside. The Mishkan was there to be able to give everything kedusha in the inside. He says, today our Moshes HaTorah are both things. It's a Teva to save. The belt outside is Meshuggah. I don't have to tell you. You see what's going on. The Mamish Abdalta Meshuggah. So you need the Tevi, you need the Moshe Tater to save them, to take them away from the outside. Oh, but the Moshe Tater also the Mishkan. It gives the Kedusha. It gives everything. Rabbi said, this is what I want to tell you. This is what I want to tell you. So this is being a, this is all part and parcel of being a Mabitz Tater, being a Mechanech. All right? I'm not telling you to do it. I just want you to know that if you're thinking of something, okay, don't push this aside. Don't think I want to be a Rebbe. I just say, what it means to be a Rebbe. You'll see a Talmud. You'll see the his face lights up when you tell him a svara, a kasha, be it a Rebbe, be it a yingalol, be it a mesipta bacha. He grows, he sees that you're the cause of that cause, you have such a sipik for me. If you decide to go that way, I'll say this much. I'll say, I'm asking him more than that, I'm begging. I'm begging if you can decide to go and leave Kedel, chzagish to leave, but if you can decide, please consider being a mechanech. The Rebbe Yishim will love you, Klal Yisrael will love you, and you'll be safe as Hashem Yisbach. Is Rabbi Emanuel Shub here? Oh, he's a product of Eish Das. I didn't say a word about Eish Das, but believe it to him.
Shalom Aleichem, Birshus, Birshus the Rosh Shiva, the Anhala, and Chashiva Talmid Chachamim, Kalakala Kadosh Hazeh. Truth be told, I feel very humbled and uncomfortable speaking in front of such of a Chashiva Olam, and it might show. So, but Makum Shein Ish, I'm just here to say a few words about my experience. I took Eish Das National this past winter's man. It was on Zoom. It had people from many different, I would say, kehilos or communities, from Boston, people from Denver. I'm sure Rabbi Bernstein knows more from where they're from. There were also a couple people from here, near Israel. And the way it worked was, it started about a week or two into Cheshvan last year, and we went until about a few weeks before Purim, I believe, around the end of Adar Rishon, beginning of Adar Sheni. It's two nights a week. This past year was Mondays and Wednesdays from 8:30 to 10 on Zoom. And the way it works is they bring, every night, they bring a different person to come speak to us. Sometimes people, the Rebbeim, they have a two-part series or a four-part series, but it's obviously live. And it's more of a classroom setting. It's not just you're sitting down listening to a lecture that could have just been recorded. There is a back and forth. We're handling with each other. There's even some, I wouldn't call them assignments, but like sometimes we're put on the spot to like a certain yesod that we were just taught to sort of put it into practice. Just, okay, everyone, let's try it now. Sit down for a few minutes and try to give your own mini model lesson for a few minutes. I personally felt that was very helpful for me. And the people that they bring in aren't people that just started teaching a couple years ago. They're very exceptional people from the world of chinuch and people with many, many years of experience. And the person giving the class, I believe, is told the topic of what he's going to give on. And from my feeling that I got is they chose the people what their forte was. For example, a Rebbe that was a master at classroom management, he came and spoke about classroom management. A Rebbe that was a master in dealing with parents, that's what he spoke about. Someone dealt with kids that had special issues, special learning disabilities. They brought someone like that to speak to someone who's a master in that area would speak to us, and they basically teach us the ropes. And I was speaking to a Rebbe about when I was thinking of possibly joining Eish Das, and the way he told it to me, that a Rebbe that had nothing to do with Eish Das, but he said out of his experience that other people who have taken Eish Das have told him that many stuff you learn in Eish Das, you could learn yourself on the job over the course of a few years. But many, not all, but many. But he said, the mile is, well, why not learn it right away as opposed to go through 5 years of hard work to have to try to learn it? Why not, in a way, get the shortcut from the people that already went through that experience and maybe made some mistakes? Why should you have to go through those mistakes? Why not just tap into their experience as well? And for myself personally, this past summer I was teaching in a camp, and there were many things that I feel I learned in Eish Das, which I hope I was matzliach in teaching fifth graders in camp. And I'm sure over the years to come, I'll even start to chop even more what I learned from Ishdas. And one final thing I want to say is that the people behind it, obviously from Torah Masorah, that are running it, usually when you go to a store, you buy something on the receipt, sometimes it says, fill out a survey for $1,000 gift card. So people think, okay, to be Yotze, you know, you want to get customer feedback, you send out surveys. But over here, it's not like that. The people running Ishdas, they are interested, they want to make sure that we feel, us people taking Ishdas, we feel that we are learning. And more than that, that Lamaisa, that it's going to work. What they're teaching us is going to work. We're going to go out into the field and we're going to give back feedback. So constantly they're asking, maybe we could do this better, anything else, feel free, questions, comments, concerns. And it's more than just once or twice to be Yotze. They're saying it because they mean it, because they want this program to be a success for all of Klal Yisrael. And I sense that, and I think that's something that makes it a very worthwhile thing to look into. And just one final note, there are some papers over there on the desk, some booklets with information. And anyone who wants, feel free. This is what they look like. Anyone wants, feel free, please just take a look at it. And anyone who has any questions about my experience or anything else, feel free to be in touch and speak with me. Thank you. Thanks.